Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio, but
legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're sobbing. It's your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, is DJ EFN?
And it's Drinks Champ's motherfucking podcast. Man!
Pass some of these horns out, man.
And I heard 50 Cent say that Eminem is his favorite. And I respected that.
Favorite,
but right
what?
Now I have my two favorites.
Oh, his favorite. I see where you're going with this.
In the building. First off, Steve LaBelle from Queens. Pictures were Run DMC, ran with them on tour. Jam Master J. DMC. Lost Boys, Royal Flush, TBT, Steve LaBelle been around. I heard Russell Simmons say he's the only white guy, I let him call me a nigga. And it's gangster. And you know what, Russell? I agree with you. Then we have my other guy, my brother, Scott LaDisable. He's been doing things before you could be doing things, and it's nothing. I seen him with a $17 million boat. He picked me up, and we went and got Chili's. It's the hardest shit in my life.
Yeah.
This nigga had a, what's that shit called? A captain.
That's what that's called, a captain? Yeah.
Nigga had a yaptin. And we went to Chili's. It was the flyest shit I ever did in my life. This is my guy. I seen him construct albums like The Chronic.
Mm.
You know, have a piece to do with The Firm. Numerous hits.
And shit, going back to the roots. Going back to the roots.
And he's a fantastic guy. Right now, I'm introducing Steve LaBelle, Scott Storch, my favorite of the favorite. Let's make some noise. God damn it. Now, Scott, you fucked a lot of bitches, Scott. I'm going to keep it on that. Is that your girl then?
No.
Okay, all right, cool. So you good. All right, so I'm going to pop up a bottle of champagne.
Okay.
Come on, you got to be quiet. Yeah.
Hell of a way to
but
start.
You fucked a lot of bitches, Scott. I ain't gonna front. I seen you at the height of the height. I seen you coming up, too.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
That when I left the Roots as a keyboard player, writer, to become a producer, my first week soliciting myself to be a producer, I got two clients. My very first two clients was you and Capone and Busta Rhymes.
Let's make some noise for that, goddamn.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Nah, but Scott, let me just tell you something. I be looking at the internet, and I see it on the internet. When you be constructing these beats on these keyboards, and you be sitting there, and it's like, I just want to keep praising you.
No, thank you, man.
If that's a good word. Is that a good word?
Yeah.
Praising you.
Yeah.
I want to keep praising you because you deserve being praised. Look at that from left, right. We don't spill champagne. Look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Show them out. Show them
out. Show them out. You know what I'm saying? You want to show your piecing?
Piecing.
Piecing.
Oh.
Piecing.
Piecing. You don't spill champagne. I'm from section 2. Yo, come on, you Haitian ass motherfucker.
Is it your birthday? Happy birthday, Sonny.
Yo, happy birthday, Sonny. Happy birthday, Sonny.
Happy birthday, Reverend Run.
Yo, so let's take it back to the beginning, Scott.
Yeah.
You originated from Philadelphia?
You know, I was born in New York, Long Island. But I moved to Florida as an infant. And then when I was 15, I moved with my followed my dad to Philly. And I was supposed to be going to school, but I wasn't. I was cutting school and taking the train into the city and met up with Questlove and Black Thought and all these guys.
Yeah, describe that situation, because you started out with the Roots.
Yeah, what year is that, too? Like, what is
this? Was 1991. And, yeah, man, I was
in jail. Big up to the niggas in DFY. Yeah.
I was interning at this label, Rough House, at the same time.
Rough House Columbia.
They had Cypress, Chris Cross, the Fugees. It was like getting a chance to see the actual music industry, you know, just being nobody. And I got caught one day jamming on the piano in the live room of their studio, and I thought I was going to get fired. And then I got called down the hall to play keyboards on the Killing Me Softly remix.
Killing Me Softly. Yeah. And, Lauryn Hill. Let's just throw that out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue.
And, you know, it just gradually, you know, I got a record deal with the Roots. And from playing on the streets with them, we used to set up, borrow power from stores on South Street and jam. And we was doing these like little jam sessions with leaders of the New School and all kinds of crazy.
Was the Roots like a street band at that time?
Wow. It was actually before there was the Roots. And it was Square Roots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we had to change the name because it was some other band that had the same name.
And that was new to hip-hop, streets? Too. And that was, the whole band thing was new for hip-hop.
But y'all was playing on the streets for real?
Yeah, we was playing on the streets. We actually got discovered at a block party on Cecil B. Moore Avenue in near Temple University.
And that is Philadelphia.
Yeah, Philadelphia.
That's where the niggas get killed at, right there.
Yeah, I was there.
They kill you right there.
Shout out to our Philly listeners.
It's all good.
It teaches you to be strong, and I think some of that strength and perseverance I learned in Philly helped me, you know,
get through,
have success. Yeah. Yeah.
So now you started out from the Roots. Somewhere it doesn't go right.
No, it was right. Everything was right. As a matter of fact, when I left the Roots,
you winded up in L.A.
Yeah, when I left the Roots, I actually just, you know, I wanted to be more than a keyboard player. I wanted to be a producer. So I was, you know, grinding and this and that. And I went to New York. I met you.
Fantastic. That makes noise for me and me.
And it was actually the day that Capone came home.
That's a fact.
That very
that's
day.
A fact.
And he was like, it's nothing.
Right. That's a fact. Nothing. That's a fact.
And I remember, you know, it was a good time. But, flashing forward, I went to L.A. and I ran into one of my homies from Philly, this girl Eve.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, yo, I just got signed to Dr. Dre.
And so like, that's how you got.
That's how I got. Yeah, I'm forever grateful and in debt to Eve.
Eve, big you up, Eve, because you called me a Dr. Dre.
Eve changed my life.
Well.
She didn't have to do that, but she stuck her neck out.
Right.
And, yo, for real, the next day I was in the lab. I didn't have we used DAT tapes at that time. We didn't have to see.
But describe that situation, though. Like, so now Eve tells you to come to L.A.?
No, I was in L.A. doing a jam session.
He was already in L.A.
Yeah, I was doing a jam session at the Martini Lounge.
Okay, you got a jam session because we got dumb listeners.
So Eve was there.
What's a jam set?
All right, so the Roots, I was still hanging with them. They were still the homies. Mm-hmm. And they would do like these, kind of like the, you know,
it's
Russell
like
Simmons
for
poetry jam meets like music. A lot of Erykah Badu type shit going on. And
open mic?
Huh?
Type shit? Open mic type shit?
Yeah, open mic. It was like a women in music series called The Black Lily. And it was dope, but and it was a Roots-based event. But
came over here, you said.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. We was doing them in New York at the Wetlands every Sunday. Uh-huh. And we just decided, you know, to do one out here. So luckily, I ran into Eve. And the next day, I didn't have nothing to play Dre. I just sat at the piano, and boom. They was like, can you stay out here? I was like, hell yeah.
Wait,
that same day,
you
said I had
it,
a hotel.
But how was that meeting?
No, you said it
first.
So nonchalant. Yeah. You said Dre.
I met Dre. And
all right,
I was like,
so you in the studio with Dre.
I'm in the studio with Dre. Now I'm in the studio with Dre, and I got nothing to play him. So I just get on the piano, and I start jamming for him.
Uh-huh.
And he's, you know, about an hour later, I had like 10 racks, a hotel room fee, and my rent was paid. I was good to go.
And now your glasses is 10 racks. So them glasses, them glasses look mad expensive. What kind of glasses are those?
Those are Porsches.
Those are Porsches. Let's make some noise for the Porsche glasses, goddamn it. Goddamn it. No front of glasses. You see the glasses? The glasses are very expensive.
I'm sure.
Very. So, all right. So, You're in the studio with Eve. Dre tells you to play the piano or the beat?
Just to play piano, because I had no beats with me. I didn't know I was going to be seeing Dr. Dre. So, yeah, and then the very next day, he had me work on this artist named Slim Shady. It was his new cat. And we did the song Just the Two of Us.
How quickly was this?
Very next day you met Dre.
Holy shit.
And then the day after that, we did Big Egos. That's on the Chronic 2000. Wow. And so on and so on. And then, life progressed to, I just got to a place where I didn't want to feel like I have to ask, Dre created his empire. I wanted to create mine. So I went to a different city. I went to Miami. And I got into my own clients, and it wasn't really the same type of stuff I was working with Dre. And then I got introduced to clubs and cocaine and all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's where Miami goes wrong.
I'm ready for cocaine. We're going to save it for later.
I'm ready for the cocaine.
But, because Scott is my brother. I'm going to throw this out there. I don't know if people know. I know Scott just said it earlier, but Scott is really my brother. And I really seen every way, shape, form, fashion he ever came. And he's always been my brother. And I'm always going to remain his brother.
Thank you.
And that's just who I am. Steve LaBelle. God damn it. You're from Queens, too.
Yes, sir.
Where you from in Queens?
I'm from Jamaica, Queens.
Damn, look, he's from Jamaica. Queens.
Thanks.
This is the first white person you met from Jamaica, Queens? But that nigga blacker than both of us. I'm going to be honest. He's blacker than both of us. You can put us both together, he's still blacker than both of us. So describe your comings up in Jamaica, Queens.
Yeah, my coming up was through the late, great Jam Master Jay, rest in peace.
He put you on?
Yeah,
don't say that.
He put me on.
Wait. So how did this happen?
I grew up with, Jay and Run DMC. And Russell was my mentor. Basically, I was just carrying bags.
Hold on, Scott. We doing shots?
I was doing whatever.
I'm in. Come on. Come on, Scott.
But at the end of the day, it was like around 83, cool. 84, 85.
You see, I had a shot too.
I'm on the Tougher Than Leather tour in '88. EPMD, Public Enemy.
I don't know what those tours were like.
Jazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince, and I was around the Rush Management days and Def Jam days and Profile, Profile Records days.
You know my homie Bill Adler over there.
Of course. Legend. I didn't know what I could do. I was just around and just doing whatever I needed to do. I'm an opportunist. I'm from Queens, But then I was like, I traveled and I was doing all the stuff and around these labels, but I said, so I opened up a couple of bars near St. John's University, and I brought all the rappers there, Chris Mullin, Mark Jackson, Onyx, Jay, Run DMC.
And where was that for the people that don't know?
St. John's, Union Turnpike.
Union Turnpike, okay.
St. John's. Redmond.
But yeah, of course.
St. John's. And then I got into a car accident, so I sold everything, and then I got a job. Jay and Onyx wanted to wanted to find a white rapper, like a Marky Mark, so we took it to Relativity Sony.
Mark, you talking about Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
Let's just keep it clear. You're talking about Mark Wahlberg when you say Marky Mark. But what's Marky Mark's single?
Nah, but I don't know.
Good vibrations.
Fredro and Sticky wanted
Big
to find.
Big Marky Mark.
They wanted to find someone like that, so they used my bar to find, fraternity brothers. So then we took the record to Sony, Relativity, and the next thing you know, I got a job at Relativity. And I was like, I never had a job for somebody else. And it was like,
and 92. Y'all saw Fat Joe?
92. 93, Beat Nuts, M.O.P., Fat Joe, 8-Ball and M.J.G., 3-6 Mafia, Frankie Cutlass was there, and Eazy-E, rest in peace, had Ruthless Records there. So I worked with all of them, and I used to go on the road with Fat Joe, and Big Pun was his hype man. Rest in peace.
But hold on, I got to stop you real fast. You said you was there when Ice Cube... And N.W.A. had a fight.
Nah, Eazy-E and Ice Cube had a beef. If you watch Straight Outta Compton,
that's
movie,
what I'm trying to say in my mind.
At the tunnel, legendary tunnel, rest in peace, Big Cap. Yeah, we went. Eazy came in town with Bone Thugs.
So that's not in the movie.
Yeah, it's
this
in the movie.
And there's nobody know that. Movie, so
if you watch straight out of Compton, Easy and Ice Cube run into each other.
But I thought that was on the road.
That was in New York City.
That was in New York. Yes. But it was daylight.
They didn't show it, though.
Yeah. They didn't show them beefing in the film at that point.
But, you know, that's when they ran into each other and had a problem. But, you know, I was with Easy, so whatever was going to happen was going to happen. But, and then Easy said he wanted to go back to the hotel, and he had his flannel on. He walked back to the hotel. And I said, get in the limo. It was freezing. He said, nah, I'm going to walk. Because, you know, and then next thing, I never seen him again. He got caught AIDS, they said, and he died. But, and then from there, you know, he introduced me to Bone Thugs. I've been with Bone Thugs on for like, I don't smoke, 23 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
You know, so we did the Bone and Biggie.
Bone
someone
Thugs.
Told me today, 20 years ago, today we did Notorious Thugs.
That's
wow. So, you know, I throw throwbacks of that up. And then we did Riding Dirty with Chamillionaire, Thug Love with Tupac. Whole bunch of collabs. I'm, for 23 years.
So you worked with Tupac and Big.
I managed the Outlaws, Tupac, wow. Scoop, the Outlaws. And then 8-Ball and MJG and 3-6 Mafia, like I said. Just a whole long list. Like I said, me and Fat Joe brothers, introduced him to his wife. And I used to go on the road with Joe in 93 and 94.
You're going too far.
Yeah.
All right. Scott. Did you work with Big?
No, I just did a remix.
What remix?
Did you work with Pop?
No, what was the remix, man? What was the remix you did?
What was the remix? Scott got too much money.
Too much, yeah, too much.
860
I know I did the
songs.
Tupac, I did the Poe Nigga Blues joint.
So, Scott, you've worked with Lil Wayne. I'm going to be honest with you, Scott. One time I came to the Hit Factory to see you. And it was a cheese line outside. Like, it was just mad art. But it was artists, though. It wasn't like a cheese line. Because the cheese line in the hood, it's like the worst of the worst people that's sitting there waiting for the cheese line. But you had, like, DMX, Nori, Fat Joe, Lil Wayne, Mac Main, Timbaland. Like, I'm talking about outside of that Hit Factory just waiting to see you.
Oh, man. It's a lot of work. We used to keep 5-6 rooms going at one time.
At one time?
Yeah.
At one time.
24 hours, huh?
Yeah, man.
Now, is that where Molly came in?
Huh?
Molly? Because I heard MDMA. That was very nice.
Yeah, it was. It came in, actually, from Amsterdam. But
from Amsterdam? Explain to our viewers.
Just before, you know, when people were just having ecstasy, you know. But when you're high on the food chain in Miami, people introduce you to everything.
Right.
But, yeah, we, you know, the real shit was
the
coming out.
The purest shit.
That really wasn't my thing. I used to keep a lot of that, but it was for the ladies.
It was my thing. I liked it. Thank you.
You definitely went in on
thank you for introducing me. Let's make some noise for Scott. Introduce us to MDMA. I liked it, Scott. And Ali liked it, too, right? Correct? Don't give me that eyes, because your wife
Ali,
is here.
He was doing mom.
Yeah.
I like the effect it had on women.
No, because you was doing like dabs, right? It was like dipping dab.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I do. But we just took it to a whole other level. That's just so bad.
It's fantastic. We just got to control it.
Yeah.
Yo, kids, that's all we got to do.
Listen, I'm going to just throw this out there. I don't believe anybody has a drug problem. This is what I believe. I just believe you got to take care of it.
Take care of your drug problem?
At a certain point.
You got a drug problem.
And then if you
know what?
This is what I believe. And then get sober for 2 days and then go and get back to your shit.
That's a drug problem.
And then get sober for 2 days. This is what I believe. I'm just saying this is my belief. I might be retarded. I'm sorry. I probably is. Scott already know that. Steve already know that. But I believe the MDMA you have was very fantastic. It was very fantastic.
It's fantastic.
So, Steve, you've been on the road with Run DMC. You've been on the road with Bone Thugs and Harmony. What's your wildest road story?
I mean, I got a crazy story. We're in North Carolina. And, we got into a little problem in this club.
Who you with, though?
Run DMC.
What year is this?
Shoot, man. I got head in the Kanye birthday party at the Louis Vuitton store. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, it's very Louis recently. Yeah.
Oh, 30 years. His 30th birthday, so it was 07.
Wait, Kanye was out 30 years ago?
You know, he was 30 years old. People don't know this, but I was at Kanye's 30th birthday in 07.
Oh, 30th birthday,
Louis Vuitton store, so a shelf fell on my head, so I sued Louis Vuitton.
Oh, wow.
But my memory's in and out. But we were in a club in North Carolina, And there was a problem. We couldn't leave the club because the van was parked. We were in the van that time in the garage of the promoter. So I stood on this table and
Who table, Kanye?
No, I just stood on the table at the concert in North Carolina, like it was a like a local club. And I thought I was a kid from the Karate Kid because I'm like, we ain't gonna get out of here. So me and my man Mustafa, who was running Run DMC at the time, we stood on top of the table like and made that. Like we were some karate experts. Joint. Yeah, to get the fuck out the
we
club.
We should have did a Last Dragon movie.
We ain't out with guns or nothing. Yeah. And they all just thought we were some fucking martial art experts, and they just we got out the club, got in the van, got the fuck out of it. Jay said I was crazy, but who knows?
God damn it. Let's make some noise steal about, guys. Now, Scott, you know, I'm sorry, I gotta go here.
All right.
Yo, you like you had Paris Hilton.
Oh my God.
I heard is Paris Hilton the first
Look,
person to
get before we start this conversation, I just want to say to my girl, hey Flo, I love you.
Yeah,
baby.
You know. Yeah,
it's Flo, all you now.
Nori loves you too.
Okay,
Flo.
Now I can say anything.
All right. So now, was Paris Hilton the first person to introduce you?
No, I can't even talking about that. Okay, let's just say right. L.A. We'll just say L.A. Right. Introduced me to that.
You want
to
incriminate people, man?
All right. Listen, at the end of the day, ain't nobody hold that shit to my nose.
But you got to have a Lindsay Lohan. You got to have that best niggas in the world. that's hard.
Legendary
Scott.
Shit.
That's legendary. Like, I took it to
the Olympics of drug use. Like, I love you, baby. I'm just one more time for my girl. But I literally used to line up in my bedroom on the island, like 10 girls, and I introduced them what we called the Miami Frostbite.
We never heard of this.
Miami Frostbite.
Yo, Scott, you still looking rich as hell. Tell us about this Miami Frostbite.
What did I say?
Well, let's just say this.
Okay.
The only reason why I'm looking rich as hell is because there's no more Miami Frostbite shit going on.
Okay. Smart man.
All right.
I said, break down what that was.
But, you know, my man told me that this show, you pretty much can just go to the depths of humanity.
Yeah, have fun about it.
And you know what? If you can't joke about the shit that you've been through, fuck it. Like, you know, you can't
take
life
too
seriously.
You can't laugh at your own life.
Yeah, I know what the fuck I was doing was completely wrong.
Yes.
And this was really wrong. But I basically used to, I'm just going to say this. I learned the California frostbite or the Miami frostbite.
I think you had every state frostbite.
Yeah. I'll just say this. One of the biggest singers, I'm not going to say her name, ever in the history of music.
Sing one of her rehearsals.
Was on the back of a 250-foot yacht with me and a bunch of people. And I was doing cocaine. I was out the normal way, obviously, where you snort it. And this artist said, I want to do it, but I don't do it the way you guys do.
They want to smoke.
They liked it. Put up their culo.
Oh, shit. I got a guess.
Christina Aguilera? Frostbite.
Was it Christina Aguilera?
I'm talking about really big star.
Not Whitney Houston, because Whitney.
Of that level.
All right.
Of that level. Okay, but don't even
ask. People are talking about
So I took that information, I learned that thing in St. Bart's, and I would basically, I guess, recruit like 10 girls at a time and line them up and...
No, you was living some Scarface shit.
I certainly was.
I ain't gonna front. You picked me up one time. I was living on Northeast 18th Street, and you was living on Palm Island.
They were
and
twin
you guys came pick me up, and I came downstairs, and you know I'm fat at the time. And they're like, jump over the gate. I'm like, it's not that easy. Big boy. I'm like that. So you can't just jump over the gate when you're a big nigga. It's like one step. Then you gotta be like, hold up. You gotta adjust your nuts and then get your other leg right. And then I jumped up and these niggas had the captain and then they went to Chili's. It was the most millionaire nigga shit I ever seen in my life. These niggas, it's bitches butt naked, everything. I just getting divorced. For my first marriage, I'm like, I gotta look at my life and say, I don't really know
what I'm doing here.
Yes, and Scott and Raul, this big up Raul.
Raul,
and they had I don't even know how many $1 million boat your shit had, but it was so beautiful, and that was the first time I ever experienced that. And it might be the only time. I've been on private jets a lot, but
so did you see the Miami Frostbite when you were on?
No,
the
I actually don't know what the Miami Frostbite is. Can we get it? What is the Miami Frostbite? Just so for the people to know.
He said it.
I kind of already.
All right, say it again.
But it still doesn't really make sense what it is exactly. What?
Cocaine up your ass.
No, no, I get it. How does it get in the ass?
Actually, Raul used to say the Miami Frostbite was with blow, and that the California Frostbite was with Molly.
And the crushed Molly, I'm assuming. Not the fucking pill up the ass.
No,
the crushed Molly. Crush Molly. Okay,
the thing that goes in the California.
Steve, what kind of frostbite you had? Steve?
None, man.
Steve, you
have to say something before we pass the frostbite.
Good.
Look, all that shit was crazy, but you know what? I have an addictive personality.
Me
so
too.
All that drug shit, I had to put that shit aside. And now I'm addicted to the music again.
You always been addicted.
And I'm heavily addicted into marijuana. I love it. And that never gets me in trouble. Works every
Let's
time.
Let's make some noise for that. Come on. Yeah, goddamn.
But I can joke about all that shit, and I lived
it. You gotta joke about it.
I should have a trophy for the biggest fucking douchebag ever.
If you don't joke about it, you know what? Some other scumbag's gonna joke about it.
Yeah, I don't care if they do.
No. We care, because we may fuck him up. But we joke about it with you, because this guy, we don't know this guy. And he talk about Scott, we're gonna have to headbutt him.
But like Steve Austin. For all the people that... For whatever reason, there are people walking the streets thinking that I live in a, not like I usually live. I'm still living.
No, Scott, we know you're rich. Good. We know you rich. You always been living good. And let me just tell you something, Scott, just in case you don't know, the hip-hop community supports you. We always supported you. And we're always going to have your back, just in case you didn't know that.
Thank you, my
You know what I'm saying? Because the way you just said that, I just wanted to just say that.
Yeah. And you manning up to what you went through.
And, you know, it ain't nothing to man up to.
No, for real, though.
We all have
it's
fun,
plenty
nigga.
To fucking man up.
Yo,
and that's part of it. I didn't think, I wouldn't have been able to rebuild my riches and my success in my career and everything if I hadn't admitted that I actually fell.
Yeah,
if
well,
you just in
shit.
Denial, most people are just in denial and they'll just sit in the corner and they're too scared to come out and rebuild themselves because they don't want to have to admit they did fall.
But that's not what we do at this show. At this show we have fun. At this show we have fun. Now Scott starts to eat ass. That's a fact, right?
Listen
to
Steve. No.
It's a fact, right?
Yeah, it's frostbite eating ass.
Steve LaBelle, you eat ass.
Man, I seen the world, man. So just imagine everything.
You eat mad Asian ass. I just feel like your preference is Asian ass. I just feel like it. I ain't gonna front. I'll just look at you and say
you're intuitive.
Yeah.
I've been involved with a lot of trizzes with Terror Squad.
I can't talk about that part neither. You got me on that one. I'm gonna change the subject.
Because
I might go down with this story. Somewhere with Steve LaBelle Trish story, I might pop off in this.
Yeah, he tells it to me all the time. Let's go
it's
for it.
It's terrible. So, now, you worked with Tupac.
I worked with Tupac's group, The Outlaws.
And you worked with Big. I seen pictures with you, Tupac and Big.
Yeah.
Is this correct?
Yeah. You know, I did the Bone and Biggie with Bone Thugs. And then, you know, Pac, we did Thug Love. And like I said, I managed the Outlaws. I worked with everybody you could imagine. And we discovered Nipsey Hussle, me and my partner, Big U. Sean Kingston.
Big up Big U. Yeah, I'm following you on the gram.
Yeah, you in L.A., you better check in with Big U.
That's my
home.
Guy.
You know, I.S. Man, Sean Kingston. I seen the world with Sean Kingston. A lot of people, you know, don't understand that pop music gets you around the world.
Kingston and move on.
Yeah.
Right now, Sean Kingston is a very controversial.
Yeah, but me and Big U manage Sean Kingston now. So,
Big up Big U.
So there's no controversy.
Or was not
well, I work with Sean Kingston for 7 years, but he gets caught up in a lot of jams. But
okay, but let's get to the point. Yeah,
that's the Florida homie too, man.
Steve.
Yeah.
This incident that just happened.
Yeah.
Did y'all have anything to do with Sean?
Nah.
So now y'all have
Sean was reckless.
So is that the reason why Meek or whatever they say told Sean what happened?
You know, I come from Killer Raps.
Let's drink champ.
Shout out my man Pistol P.
Let's drink champ.
We don't, I don't snitch, I don't talk. Whatever it was, you know, I'm sorry.
Big up all sides,
guys. Yeah. But anyway,
you don't
either. And I'm blessed, man. I'm working with my man Scott Storch. I know him for a long time, and now I'm managing Scott, and we going in, you know?
Fantastic guy, Scott Storch. Now, Scott, I remember Fat Joe. Well, Not only I remember, he said it on our podcast about 4 or 5 times. He said, if I would have knew, every time me and Scott go in the studio, we're going to make a number one, I would have never let Scott leave me at all, ever. Do you agree with him?
Because every time. It's crazy. It's miraculous. Right. And, man, big up to Joe with All the Way Up right now.
That's all the way up.
And Kool and Dre. Everybody, man, for real.
Kool and Dre ain't make that beat, though.
No?
Exclusive. No, Kool and Dre ain't make
Infrared
that beat.
Infrared
made the hook.
Who's it? Exclusive?
Ed Exclusive.
Well, big up to Ed Exclusive. I don't know why people have been telling me Kool and Dre made it, but I assume that, too.
It was at Kool and Dre studio.
He's one of their producers.
All right, but that's... No. Yeah, big, but for big, whatever big reason, God bless, because Fat Joe deserves that, man. He's a hell of a dude.
This your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's EFN.
Uh-huh.
And if you like good wine, but you can't spell sommelier?
I like it.
Sommelier.
Sommelier.
Sommelier?
Sommelier.
We can't spell it or say it.
But we know what it is.
It's time to take the stress out of wine shopping and try Wink.
Mmm.
The new way to get all the best wines perfectly matched to your palate.
Oh, I thought that said Pilates.
Or Pilates. But I think you don't want to pour wine while you on yourself while you're doing Pilates, so it should be on
you. Listen,
drink it.
I suggest you everything you do in life, you do with a glass of wine next to you. Hang.
Listen, it's Wink, W-I-N-C. Works directly with winemakers and growers from all over the world to create delicious wine and deliver it right to your door.
Wink.
Let's like get that. It. Wink, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Means if you don't like a bottle they send to you, they'll replace it with a bottle you'll love. No questions asked.
Wow.
I don't just get sent random bottles. Wink is personalized wine membership that recommends wine specifically for me based on the results of my, not Pilates, but my palate profile quiz.
Wow, that's ill.
That sounds serious, man.
Yeah.
I also rate all the wine I receive from Wink, so they learn about me with every order and constantly personalize the wine they send.
They're going to personalize their bottles.
So sign up for Wink right now and gain immediate insider access to the best fine wine from all over the world.
This ain't that hood wine. This is that good wine.
Find out for yourself why yours truly, Drink Champs, and thousands of other satisfied wine lovers are raving about Wink. And the best part, Wink is offering Drink Champ listeners $20 off right now when you go to trywink.com/champs. That's trywink.com/champs. They'll even cover the shipping.
You need to drink wine and get drunk when you listen to the Drink Champs. They're giving you a discount.
Think about that. You'll get fine wine personalized to your palate or while you're doing Pilates, delivered right to your door. Try Wink and get $20 off plus complimentary shipping right now when you go to trywink.com/champs. That's trywink.com/champs.
Get that wine on, slime on.
Let's Woo. Go.
Yo, y'all, I'm so proud to announce that Drink Champs is now on TuneIn.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, we are. Drink Champs is on TuneIn. You can catch me and EFN wilding out, doing our thing, drinking with guests, smoking, and asking them, do they eat ass?
You can listen to the show all day, every day through TuneIn's app. New episodes, past episodes, your favorite episodes, all on TuneIn. It's free.
On TuneIn, let's get it. Get
Download TuneIn app, never miss a show again. 24 access. Why should listeners tune in? I'm telling you right now.
Stay tuned in with TuneIn.
You can be mobile. You can listen to the show anywhere with TuneIn app. It doesn't matter when or where, at home, in your car, on the go. Can even listen anywhere from around the world.
That's right. TuneIn. And now, when you get on TuneIn, Drink Champs, we're available.
Can also listen to great music from around the world, including TuneIn's exclusive hip-hop beat channel featuring the hottest tracks and latest sounds of hip-hop right now.
But listen to Drink Champs first before you go to the music section, okay?
That's right. Catch Drink Champs all day, every day on TuneIn. Download the app. Listen, it's free.
Free. Boom.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N-O-R-E and DJ EFN.
So describe, you leaving Dr. Dre, right? And it's so many stories of these people that work with Dr. Dre. Dre don't pay him or whatever.
Oh, come on, man.
Let me just finish. Or whatever excuse they use, and they leave Dr. Dre, and then they never, ever, ever make it.
Listen, everybody can play the
game. You're like one of the only ones.
I know a lot of people that... Right. Have a lot of money and a lot of success just from knowing him. Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Dre gave me everything I ever deserved from everything I've ever done with him, down to the percentage. Like, wow. I think for real, Dr. Dre provides opportunity for people. But, you know, it's like, if people don't succeed, and you can't expect that man to just keep people in his doors or in the studio if they ain't doing shit, like, you know, and everything has its reason, and every business has its things where other business takes precedence over that person, so they may be salty if they had to wait in line, but they weren't that high on the totem pole, and you know, my whole relationship with Dre is amazing right now. We actually got in the studio a little bit. We're about to go in and do a bunch of stuff.
And I heard you on working on the Carter 5. Is this correct?
I was blessed, man. The other day I was down in Miami, and I got in with Wayne. And
yeah, I heard you was in Avatar Mall. We had the drop on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, he's thinking of Avatar Mall. He didn't call me. He's my friend.
I worked every day. I was down there, so I had to take her somewhere.
All right. Big up your wife once more, though.
Yeah.
So you working on Carter 5?
I'm working on that. I'm working on a bunch of stuff, man. A bunch of new talent. I got a record coming out with this kid, PNB Rock from Philly.
And that's my guy. Big up PNB Rock.
Yo,
my
nigga. He's got his own style.
Big up Orlando as well.
Orlando, yes.
Yeah, big up Orlando
as
well.
That's my dude. And working on a bunch of stuff. I'm working with Murda Beats on a bunch of stuff. Hopefully it makes its way to Drake and the cats over all the Canadian crew. But yeah, we cooking. Got a bunch of stuff. Chris Brown.
New Chris Brown.
Yeah, new Chris Brown.
Because you did Run It, right?
Yeah.
You did Chris Brown's original record.
Yeah, I did Give Me That.
I was there. Was it Run It?
Run It.
I was there. I was downstairs. Y'all was upstairs. And you played me. You was upstairs with Tina Davis. Am I correct?
And Mark Pitts.
And Mark Pitts. And I didn't see Mark Pitts that day. I just seen you and Tina Davis. I came upstairs, and I was downstairs. I think I was trying to bust a nut or something. It's you know.
Sounds
I mean, it's back in the days. You know what I'm saying? So let's just throw it out there. And 2 years later, this kid is Chris fucking Brown.
Oh, damn, that far back?
No, I'm talking about not. I mean, back.
That's
back
when
then.
When you're done.
Yeah, Scott is in there, and you know Scott is my man, so I could come in Scott's studio, and Scott he'll look at me and be like, "You shouldn't really be here right now," but he'll still let me live.
Come on,
and he let me live
always.
He let me live, and then I went that back downstairs, and 2 years later, the kid you was working on was Chris Brown. Yeah. I remember seeing it.
I don't feel like it was sooner than 2 years.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not describing now. I'm saying
it's
back
drunk
then.
Facts anyways.
Yeah,
no, it's drunk facts.
I feel like we made the record and at least within a year.
Yeah, yeah, within
was,
a year.
I think it was in a year.
That's probably like 6 months.
The day
six, seven months.
The day I met Chris Brown, I've told this story 100 times. Yeah, I like telling this story.
Please tell the story. Tell the motherfuckers over there, be quiet. Tell them their story.
The day
please.
I met Chris Brown, he was a little kid, man. He came in and I told him, I said, "Yo, you're an awesome person. Just stay humble and stay just like you are, man." And he did. Right. I'm going to make you a number one song today. And this song, whatever we make, is going to go to number one.
Wow.
And a year later, it was number one.
Wow. Yeah. So a year later. I said 2 years. I'm incorrect.
1 year later.
All right.
We took him to number one. He never had a record out ever in his life. But he deserves that. I'm not going to take all the credit for that.
No.
He's a talented young man. And
big up Chris
Brown. He's still talented, and he still blesses me every time. He's one of the loyal ones. There's very few. There's Fat Joe. There's you. There's Chris Brown and Rick Ross.
But Rick
Chris,
Ross.
On my darkest day, Chris Brown always makes sure he puts a Scott Storch record on his album. With Rick Ross as well.
Now, how about Khaled? Did you work with Khaled, Steve?
Khaled?
Yeah.
Man, I know Khaled a long, long time. Him and DJ Nasty, you know? Me and Joe used to go to Orlando and always used to run into them.
Because Khaled's from Orlando,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, I just seen Khaled.
By way of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Right.
From New Orleans, exactly. Yeah. Just
big
seen Khaled's whole career take
Khaled.
Off. Yeah, and you know, we go way back. Like, someone just found some crazy throwback of me, him, and Tretch. And I sued from the Outlaws like from 95. Nah. But you know, Khaled knew how to master the game and stay relevant and use his personality. And God bless him, man, and God bless his new baby son. And Khaled's always
son. Big up Khaled. Let's make some noise for Khaled, goddammit.
I try to tell people in this game that nothing happens overnight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it takes decades to you know, be successful. And you need a lot of patience. You got to sacrifice a lot. And
persistence.
You know, all of us at this table got resumes and stripes. And for the new generation out there, like, you got to put your work in.
Hell yeah.
This shit does not happen overnight. But with Scott, we got that game record out with Jeremiah, All Eyes, number four in the rhythmic charts. And we got Shaggy record out. And we're doing some just different shit that Scott never did.
He's
we just had Shaggy. He was great.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. Shaggy grabbed my head for like more than 12 seconds. I counted it. I was like, damn.
I'm being managing now. But, you know, Scott's going around the world playing the keys with a DJ, doing some innovative shit. We're doing a lot of brand collabs and TV shit, movie shit, and just working with every, like, new artist from, you know, B.B. Borelli on Def Jam to P.N.B. Rocks to
Sounds
O.T.
Like
Genesis.
A lot of checks.
Everything. We gave Nipsey some shit, French Montana, to everybody. You know, Scott's talent never left. Just because someone goes through trials and tribulations, their talent will always be there.
I go through trials and tribulations every day.
Every day.
And these niggas doubt me every day. You know what I tell them, niggas? Fuck them every day.
What was the situation with Steve Gottlieb and like the publisher?
Oh, TBT.
Because I've always heard that story.
That's in the beginning.
What's the facts on that story?
That
Steve Gottlieb had a percentage of your publishing?
No, I just had
He had a publishing deal with him?
I had a publishing deal.
Oh, okay.
I got my first $1 million check from him. But I didn't get any of it.
Big up Steve Gottlieb, man.
Yeah, TBT.
He's been coming up a lot.
This is a real story that, you know, teaches you about persistence.
Right.
But, you know, back in the day, my first publishing deal, I got $1 million deal with TVT Records. I got $100,000 out of that.
First publishing deal, got $5,000.
I got $100,000 out of that million.
I'm going to have to respect you and make this
heartbreaking.
Make this heartbreaking.
No, for real.
What was the splits on that? Who was taking
I got robbed by people, like, between, like, lawyers
management
and this and that. And then some people that tried to sue me and this shit that was, like, corrupt shit that, you know. And
it was $1 million up front and you got $100,000 from that?
I got $100,000 out of it.
Yeah.
Wow. Heartbreaking. But you know what? It's just inspiration to make more. I did.
God damn it.
That's the fucked up part of the game, you know?
Plenty of it.
Yeah. Now, how was it getting hot with Lindsay Lohan?
Ill. Like, for real. He can do better than that.
Nah, because Lindsay Lohan.
I'm sorry, Lindsay.
Like, I be sitting around. I be like, damn. When I see her, I be like, damn, I want to get hot with
her.
Can I
tell you a secret?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
No secrets.
Lindsay.
In my day of doing my dirt and wilding out.
And Paris Hilton.
I had girls. Listen, I had all the A-list girls. And I would take them out, and I would walk the red carpets with them.
I know that.
No, listen, please pay attention.
All right, cool. All right, I got you. I'm mad at you.
I would walk the red carpet with them. But when I would leave, I would call the porn star girls.
But you bust
Kim, way more fun.
You bust Kim Kardashian opening, though, right?
This guy.
Just throw that out there.
Listen, no.
It's all coming out in the movie.
Like, you were her first hip-hop boyfriend. Let's just keep it real.
No,
come on, Scott,
man,
claim it. Because somebody else is going to claim it, and it's not going to... It's you my nigga.
I be telling Scott, stick his chest out, man. Fuck it.
Scott, I think right now is your claim. In front of everybody. I'm just telling you. I know the truth. You was the first hip hop guy.
Come on, man. What's like, listen, people are different places in their lives now. I ain't trying to upset them.
Yeah, definitely. You big up Kanye. I got Yeezy 3s.
That's the way to make good.
Anyway. I got the white jacket.
Let's just say this.
They finally sent me the white jacket. They sent me the white jacket.
There's a price to pay for everything.
All right, yeah, definitely. All right, but Lindsay Lohan, how was that?
Huh?
Lindsay Lohan, how was that?
Want me to go there?
Yeah, please, come on. Please,
just like one 17 times.
Or Paris Hilton, either one.
Let's just say Paris was dope.
Paris is dope.
Paris is dope.
But how about Lindsay?
That's
now
dope.
That I know you don't want to talk about Lindsay. So.
She was more like a homie than anything else. If I went there with her, I really don't remember it so well.
But she definitely got hot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's make some noise for that. Listen. Let me tell you something. A lot of niggas get high with people named Jamal. Then they get high with people named Jamaica. This nigga got high with Lindsay Lohan. Paris Hilton. His first girl was Kim Kardashian. Let's praise this nigga's fucking nose and his dick. God damn it. God damn it. God damn it. You my friend. friend Scott, I gotta big you up. I don't know if you know, this is a platform where we big up our legends. And see, a lot of people don't give you the credit for busting it wide open. You bust it wide open. A lot of things. Come on, Scott, you think about it. Let's think about it together. Come on, let's look. Scott, and I want to praise you for that. You was the first nigga I ever seen with Star Island. Star Island was very...
I did a lot of firsts. A lot of first Bugatti, first all kinds of shit.
Time out. That is a correct. The first book, I didn't know what the fuck he was saying to me. He said, yo, Nori, this is a Bugatti. I said, that's a fact. Slime, I don't know what he's talking about. Slime. I don't know what is this. Like, he said, like, yo, listen.
This is a true story.
True story. Damn.
The first thing I did when I got that car delivered, I ripped the plastic off the seats. And I sparked a backwood in the fucking driver's seat in my driveway. And
on the passenger or the front
driver's seat?
Driver's
just
seat.
To drive them, you know, sit there and I just christened the car. Yeah. Disrespectful.
Did you bust a nut as well?
There's probably some DNA of mine left in that
Let's
car.
Let's make some noise for the DNA, goddammit. Make some noise for that DNA, goddammit. Yo, Scott, let me tell you something, Scott. I'm going to be honest. At one point, you was like Scarface to me. Like, is that respectful?
No, it's, I'm good with it.
I seen you in your crib one day. And you closed the drawer.
Eddie Giggs was there with you.
It was like when LeBron. I said, Slime. Listen, I
it was more like Jack Nicholson in Departed. Think about it.
I don't remember that part, but I definitely remember when LeBron go like that. And I said, yo, Scott, you had, and it was the purest of the pure. And I, listen, let's make some noise for Scott Storch. Listen, a lot of y'all niggas seen Scarface the movie. Y'all never seen a Scarface in real life. Let's make some noise, Scarface in real life. I said, Scott doing it. Scott doing it. This is real shit. And I respect you, Scott. Just want you to know that from the bottom of my heart. You always been a great guy. And I'm always respect you like that. And Steve LaBelle, we're going to get back into you.
It's all good.
Last time we had you on the phone, we asked you a Jam Master Jay story. You didn't really want to get into it because we was on the phone.
Yeah.
So now we need you to give us, because you know Jam Master Jay, real Queens guy.
Exactly.
We have to pay tribute and respect to Jam Master Jay.
And to the fucking bitch ass nigga who fucking shot him, may you fucking die.
And listen,
die
you're
in
the
hell.
First white guy we allow you to say nigga.
I've been saying that word for a long time.
Continue.
You know, Russell Simmons went on.
No, Russell Simmons said you allowed to say nigga. Who am I to override Russell? I'm with you, nigga. Get it. Nigga, goddamn.
Come
on, Scott, I'm with you, goddamn.
Whoever killed him, man, you know.
All right, let's go light. Let's go light. Ah, goddamn. Yo, Scott, look at you, shot.
Don't see you with him and
then
go
light. Scott been doing. Look, 4B. Well, hold on. By the way, we're in apartment 4B.
Yep. Shout out to apartment 4B, man. Good looking out.
Let me pick up my man again. Let me pick up my man. Come over here. Come over here. Apartment 4B, please. Shout out to Graham and all that.
Apartment 4B. Follow us at apartmentapt.4B. Queens. We in LA. Legendary going down right
now. Scott been dissing me all night. You see his shots? You see my shots? All right, go ahead.
I even had a shot. No.
Go ahead. Like I said, that shot. Go ahead. I don't have that shot. I feel like you needed that.
To blunt some blowjobs.
I'll finish it.
I said, to whoever the motherfucking bitch ass nigga out there killed Jam Master Jay, may you fucking I did. May your family rot in hell.
Yeah, fuck
but
the niggas that killed Jam Master Jay.
It's funny because you from Queens, so every 4th of July, Jay would call me. He's like, Steve, call your Italian buddies and let's get some fireworks. We go to Spaghetti Park.
Spaghetti Park.
Yeah, you know,
that's the first time I ever seen John Gotti was in Spaghetti Park when he beat his case. I'm like maybe 6-7 years old. And I'm in Spaghetti Park, and John Gotti beat his case. So when you said that on the podcast, when you hung up, I actually said that story, correct?
Yeah.
And when you said that, I knew you were official Lemon Ice King.
Hell yeah, Lemon. I just took my dad to Lemon Ice King when I was in Queens. I'm going back to Queens next week for my birthday. I'll be 51, man.
You going?
I know.
You going to Queens for your birthday?
Man. Hell yeah.
No. Go to Vegas, please.
No, I'm Vegas. What were you calling it? Miami what? Frostbite?
The Frostbite.
There's no Las Vegas frostbite to me.
Are you going
to
eat some Molly ass? Let's do it.
I eat some Molly ass. I'm going home to the top of my father, OG Ted. But, you know, Jay always wanted the fireworks to bring back to 2/3 and Hollis and blow up all the fireworks for the kids. And we used to always get the fireworks and go over there and just, you know, I just got so many stories, man, from Easy to so much shit, man.
Now, how we go? Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay. But it's the first of the month. Yeah. You ain't managed them at that time.
Yeah.
You managed them?
I actually.
He was dealing with relativity all the time.
Tell me. It's the first of the month.
So look.
You sure? You managed
them? Listen. 1993.
This is it. Let's get into that.
Ruthless Records was distributed by Relativity Sony.
Man, he's involved.
I worked at Relativity. Easy, we did his album. We did MC Ren. We did App Bang Clan, which was Will.i.am, if you remember App Bang Clan. Bloods of Abraham. There was a white rap group, which was Jerry Heller's nephew, Terry Heller's
group. Oh, shit.
Group. There was so many artists signed to Ruthless. You know, Easy was a real businessman. So I was A&R in there at the time. So when Bone Thugs came in New York, Easy had died, so they didn't really know anybody but me. So I was the A&R. I did their solo projects. I did the Mo Thug label that we had so many hits. And then I just started managing them. So I was around the first of the month of Thuggish Ruggish, okay. For Love and Money,
well,
all
just,
that.
Let's keep it right there.
Yeah.
It's the first of the month.
Yeah.
Wow, this guy.
You heard that record, and what did you say?
Shit. Wow.
You knew
it was good. But you know, Bone are very innovative and creative, man. They sing and rap, man. And you know, Wiz salutes him, ASAP Rocky salutes him, Kendrick salutes him, everybody salutes Bone Thugs. But I feel like Bone Thugs don't get their dues.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And they've sold 50 million records, which is hard for a rapper. Yeah. 50 million.
What?
And they collab
with. Wait, say it one more time.
50 million. And they collab with. And you see the merch.
Say it one more
right?
time.
You see the merch, right?
Say it one more time.
50 million.
What? God damn it. And it's and, the 50
and
million.
They're always touring, and at the end of the day, they're only rap group. No MP3.
Goddamn.
No MP3
Thug.
That did songs with Easy, Pac, Biggie, Jam Master Jay mentored them after Easy died. Did a record with Pun. Did a record with, you know, Mariah. So many people. Tupac, Thug Love. But, you know, I'm still with them. It shows you the integrity of myself, because all I know is loyalty and integrity. So 23 years later, and
all of them is my niggas, too.
Yeah, they crazy, but they're all talented.
They're crazy. They brought rhythm and melody to the show.
Definitely.
Exactly.
It's still Drake.
Melodic
there,
shit.
AK, nigga. I need the beginning. Of the beginning.
I wish we had a keyboard
that happened.
We planned to have a keyboard here.
We had a keyboard here.
But you know what? I figured that's what every other interview is going to try to do.
Yeah, you're right.
And I said, you know what? This is my brother.
Queens guys wouldn't do it. They don't follow. They leave.
Because you know why? He ain't going to fuck with them like he ain't fuck with me. So I said, at first I was like, you know, find the keyboard and all that. And then I said, you know what? I looked at him on the internet. I seen how he killed it. Seen how he killed every. I said, you know what? I just want to speak to my brother. But now, for our listeners, it's still Drake Day, nigga.
How did that happen? I'm going to tell you right now. I remember that clear as a bell. Dre,
I'm getting it.
Would program some drums every day. Like, we would sit in there and he would come up with a drum pattern. And that particular day was boom, sap, boom, sap, boom, sap, sap. And then he went and ate a sandwich.
Sandwich?
In the kitchen at Encore Studios.
What does he eat?
I don't know. He was having a sandwich.
Was it turkey and cheese?
It could have been. Quite likely.
Definitely was ham and cheese. Sandwich. Don't tell me it's ham.
And the kitchen is obviously within earshot of the control room of the studio.
Okay. Go ahead.
Continue. And he just left a pattern just playing. Mm-hmm. And I got on that joint and I said, ding, 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 ding. And he walked in with the sandwich in his hand and he said, that's it right there. Because we was down to the wire. We had been making record after record. We made 100 records. And we were looking for that single. And he said, that's it right there. That's it. And by the end of the day.
And you did that on the piano.
I did that on the piano. 5 minutes later, we put everything around that shit. It was just a bass and a little string. We didn't do nothing to it. It was just three elements. We sent it off to Jay-Z.
No, Jay but the rumor it. Was that you, that was your idea to send it to Jay-Z.
No.
That was not the
rumor. I mean, obviously, it would have been a great idea, but I was sure, quite certain that came from Dr. Dre.
Oh,
okay. He's a visionary, man. I learned so much from that dude. I'm not trying to be a dick rider or nothing, no, but for real, that was how I learned how to do what the fuck I did, is watching him bring the best out of artists.
And he said that to you after the beat is made, he said, I'm going to send it to Slime.
We have, yeah.
Big
Listen,
slime.
We have high standards.
We respect you, baby.
As a beat maker, we like to have high standards and be like, nah, we're gonna scrap these joints and send shit and look for that magic shit. Mm-hmm. But Dre takes that to a whole other level. Mm-hmm. I mean, straight fire, where we're all in the room like, this shit is crazy. He's like, that's all right. Mm. Let's keep going.
Now.
That's that level. Levels to the shit.
And what's up, City Boy D? How you doing, man? What's going on, man? You text me back now.
Lean back.
Yo, lean back. Wait, so, I'm going there. So, do you think? Because now you came from the Roots. Now the Roots is a musical band. Mm-hmm. That's like if you listen to the Tribe Called Quest album just came out. Love it. You could hear it loud. You could hear it in the speakers, but then you could hear it on a little headphones. Mm-hmm. And that's when I know your album is dope.
Of course.
Rest in peace, Fife.
Rest in peace,
Fife. Absolutely. Yeah.
So is The Roots. The Roots is like a musical band.
Funny you should say that.
Go ahead.
Because The Roots, we got our tone center from an instrument called the Fender Rhodes, which is an electric piano.
But say it again for our
Fender
listeners.
Rhodes. It's an electric piano. Used in most soulful music in the 70s,
you ain't even got
et cetera.
Roots, you know what I'm saying?
Now, Tribe Called Quest, a lot of their samples were samples from old records like Herbie Hancock, Bob James, all these different people that played the Fender Rhodes keyboard.
Everybody
was sampling it, I started playing it live.
The old Tribe or the new Tribe?
Before anybody. Everybody's on the Rhodes' dick for the past 20 years, but nobody was fucking with it. When I got on it, and I was like, yo, this keyboard is, that's what they sampling.
Mm.
So I said, I bought one. At the time, nobody wanted this keyboard. It was $200. I got it from an old church.
Mm.
Yeah. They was giving them away.
In Philly?
In Philly. Mm. So I had this Rhodes. It's the size of a coffin. Mm. Can you imagine touring on the street with this big-ass keyboard? It's like moving a fucking real piano.
Mm.
So whatever, you know, that was what I was able to do. And that's what I do now. I'm able to take whatever the vibe is, and I do everything live. Mm. So I've you know, hip hop has gone through periods where people are sampling and playing live shit. I was able to persevere through all of that shit because I play it live. And if samples are in, I play it live in such a way where I make it sound like samples.
Like a sample.
Yeah. I add dirt to it. I add records crackling underneath everything. Filter that shit and just manipulate it.
Now let's get into that lean back, baby.
Mm. Lean back.
What the fuck happened there?
Raul, our mutual friend, brought Fat Joe out to my crib in Weston, Florida.
Okay, let's describe the people where Weston, Florida is.
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Because I still don't know where Weston, Florida is. I thought you was going to take some time.
It's west of Fort Lauderdale. About 30 minutes.
Very fast.
And it used to be the swamps. But now it's nice.
So everything was a swamp.
There's a lot of mosquitoes out there.
It's almost still the swamp.
It's mosquitoes and $3 million cribs.
And then what happened? So you out there.
So Joe comes out and he describes sort of what he was feeling.
Yeah, cause he told me he beatboxed this shit to you.
He kind of
was that
like,
true?
He just, no, he, I don't think he did. No,
but that's okay.
But there's a whole other story about a girl named Beatbox.
A girl
it has
beatbox?
To do with a Terror Squad Trizzy. But that's a whole other.
Thing. That's a whole other story from your beatbox.
Definitely don't want to get into that. Like let's go there. What around the corner from that?
But for real. Mm. So he described what he wanted, and 15 minutes later, he had Lean Back.
He had Lean Back,
and then. He says, Scott, I need an intro. I need some real hard shit. So I said, and it just happened, and boom. They thought I was a musical genius. I just got lucky. That day it was like
don't you dare say that again. Don't you dare say that again in your life. Scott Storch is a musical
genius. Been lucky a lot of times.
All I can say is lean back. I just remember for real. In 2005, That was the MTV Music Awards. One of the Scott Storch moments that was just the shit. Mm-hmm. In 2005, the MTV Music Awards was in Miami. Mm. And I had the very first McLaren SLR, the joint with the wings that go up. And so ignorantly, I left that shit on the red carpet like, shh. And I walked away with the doors open.
Wow, what
I had Paris Hilton on my arm. Mm. And I went and I performed Lean Back. Mm. And I remember I looked out into the audience and I seen Bruce Willis leaning back. Mm. And that was some of the coolest shit I ever seen in my life.
Let's make some noise.
And I know Fat Joe, ask Fat Joe, say Bruce Willis, he's gonna say lean back.
But Paris, that's the first person that introduced you to cocaine, is that true?
Stop.
Right.
Los Angeles did
no,
that.
I heard
come
that.
On, man. I introduced myself.
I read
to that
it
shit.
Like I'm like,
man. People always man. Point the finger at anybody else. I put that shit in my nose. Ain't no fucking
this,
girl
this,
put
let's
that
point
in my nose.
The girl out though. Listen, I'm gonna be honest.
Me
I'm
and her had a gang of fun though.
I'm from the hood. I'm from the hood. Every person that ever went there is a girl.
You know what? The combination of cocaine and pussy is a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
It's a motherfucker.
Tell us the first one, Scott.
No.
Come on, Scott. Just one. It was
you
Lindsay.
You think I remember that shit?
No, I heard it was Lindsay. Was it Lindsay?
Stop.
Paris?
You're obsessed with Lindsay, brother.
No, Scott's my man. He don't give a fuck. He know I'm fucking with him.
No, he don't give a fuck.
Not,
just not to sound corny or square or nothing,
right.
But for real, I'm having more fun right now. Mm. And I smoke so much weed. Mm. And I make so much music. And I hang out with my girl every night. We bug out.
Big up your girl.
No, she's the shit. She got me
she's
off of
fucking
that fucking
shit.
Bullshit. That
she's
shit.
The shit. But let's talk
all
about
the fun
when
that
you was
cost
on this shit.
Huh?
Let's talk about when you was on this shit.
That's more fun, right?
It's a little bit more fun. Yeah. So, but Lindsay gave you coke before? I heard that.
What?
I read it in a magazine.
Lindsay gave you shit.
Mad magazine.
And,
listen, why do you bring up all these girls?
Because they famous.
No, but I'm saying they're like no, they
I
were
know,
no
I,
fun.
I know you've been with Jamaica, but I ain't going to bring that up because she's Jamaica.
Just remember, Jamaica's way more fun.
Yeah.
Trust me.
But not to our listeners.
Any day.
Not to our listeners. Because you're Scott Storch. You're the fucking shit. You got on $9,000 glasses.
Paint this picture. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Would you want all these A-list girls on your yacht, or would you want 10 bad South American mommies with fucking fat asses?
No, I'm a boring nigga, Scott. I go to Costco's.
I'm just painting a picture.
I'm a boring nigga. You want to know what I'm going to do tomorrow? Listen, I'm going to Costco.
Nothing.
We'll keep it real.
Costco's is the shit, though.
I like Avion.
Yo,
water.
You know what?
It's crazy. I'm a retard. Yo, listen, Scott, you hang out with me, you never hang out with me again. In Miami. Like, listen, like if I go with you to the club, you'll be the thing. I'm the most awesome.
I've been
nigga.
Through a lot of shit with
but,
this dude right
but,
here.
But no, I'm
Nori.
Just telling you. In the daytime.
Nori, can I ask you a question? Do you remember being a fugitive at my house?
Yes, I do. Okay.
I was harboring a fugitive.
Yes, give me high five, Scott. Give me high five, Scott. Yes, yes. And you know what? Now I go to Costco's every day.
Yeah.
You go to Costco's?
If there's time.
Yo, Costco's the shit.
If there's time, listen.
I don't want to buy wine for one bottle. I want to buy 18. Did I say that out loud? Like maybe 8. All right. Maybe
we'll
eight
save a couple trips.
Yeah. So I buy mad bottles. I buy mad bottles and I go to Costco's all day. So, Steve LaBelle.
Yes, sir.
Bone Thugs.
I'm boring.
No. You got cocaine story too. That's why you stopped getting high.
Nah, never in my life.
That's why you stopped getting high. Let's keep it real.
Only God could judge, but.
Can
never
I say
in my
something
life.
About Steve LaBelle?
Uh huh.
I'm living great right now because I got this motherfucker managing me.
Yeah.
And I'm just talking about financially, and that's great. Mm. But I'm just saying, like, I'm living a good life.
Steve's great
I look forward to every day I get a text like, yo, this motherfucker's going to show up.
Oh,
and he pulls shit out the woodwork for me.
He from Queens. He from
but
Queens.
We kill it every time.
Yeah. We working for real.
He from Queens.
He Queens got me doing some shit. I'm like, you sure, man?
He's doing shit that he wouldn't do because the game has changed so much.
Right.
And it's different from back when he was doing a lot of stuff. So now we're living in a Spotify world, digital world.
Mm.
So many new artists getting signed. And it's hard to keep up. But you got to go with your gut and your ear. And, you know, we leaders. We're not followers. So we can go in with a lot of people. But sometimes it's good to break some new artists that are about to break. That kid PNB rocks. We going in with A
Big Boogie. Up PNB. That's yeah, my nigga. I like two. That nigga.
And then Thursday, Scott's going to A Boogie with the hoodie from New York.
Big up A Boogie. That's, you know, that's the fact.
Throwing some stuff to Dave East. We throw to
Dave East. He on the new album.
Yeah, so we throwing stuff to M. New album. Nas. Whoa, everybody. Whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah.
M.
When are we getting in the studio?
And hold I try to that. Get at Jay-Z because he's working on his album. So Jay, Scott want to work with you, Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z's got
to
get.
Let's make some history. And we're going to do a
complete
You
say you do something to M?
No, you know, we throwing things out there.
You can't just say that. You're yeah, very on point over here.
We're throwing things out there.
Is Eminem... Are we officially saying that on Drink Champs?
I'm just saying we throwing things out there.
Eminem is back in the studio?
I don't know.
Let's make some noise for us spreading the rumor.
Eminem is back. When we spread stuff, it's real. We don't do stuff.
And somehow Lindsay Lohan's going to be there.
And Scott is making the beat. Let's make some noise for all that. Yo, listen.
Mariah, we about to work with, we're working with everybody. And
yo,
and
both of you guys, both of you guys are my family. I'm going to just be honest. And I'm so happy that you guys came to let me bug out with you guys. But y'all got information about Eminem being back in the studio?
Everybody's back in the studio. Yeah, Jay-Z's back in the studio. Everybody's back in the studio. And people want substance and people want real music. So
yo, did you hear the Tribe? Because the Tribe album.
Yeah, of course, of course.
Did they hit number one? Because I know the numbers is great.
I'm not sure, but hopefully it did.
De La Soul hit number one.
Yeah, you know, people want
do y'all feel like it's coming back to the real music?
I think it is.
You think it is, Scott?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm on their heels. All these young producers.
Can you give us?
Yeah, he's working with Metro Boom, and he's working with Murder Beats. We collab with a lot of people.
Can you give us something on that Carter Five?
You're gonna see some shit.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I like this picture. I just looked at the picture.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I love working with people that are hungry too.
Nah, you know one thing about you, Scott, is I always tell people, I say, if the producer send you the beat, I don't think you'll work with them. And you always been the guy that come over here. Come vibe with me.
That's the only way it gets done, man. You gotta vibe out. You gotta make art at the end of the day. It's really art.
You agree with me? That's the reason why music died.
Yeah.
It's because everybody got rich and everybody said, I'll send you the shit and you send the shit and nobody got back together. Like, think about it. At a certain time and day, and I don't wanna put it, but when we all got to the studio together, there was no whack record.
People
got comfortable. There was no whack record.
Yeah, no, there's no whack record. But you were in the studio. It wasn't like, oh, send it to my email. Mm. And you don't even know who you're collaborating with just because someone's high at the moment. Mm. That's what's fucking up the music industry. So on the business side, the game is twisted. And I feel like 90s is back and people want substance and real music. Mm. You know, Bone Thugs work on a new album. But at the end of
Bone Thugs.
You know, at the end of the day, like, there's a lot of great talented artists out here. And the internet is a gift and a curse. Mm. But we got to use it for our advantage. Mm-hmm. And I always say to the younger generation out there, learn the business side. Like, do you know about publishing? Do you know ASCAP, BMI? Do you know about Ancillary? Do you know about anything about touring? But the newer generation, they want to do it to be cool. Do it to, like, make history, you know, because money come and go, but history stays. So, I don't know. We just working with everybody. And Scott trusts me to bring the newer generation in to work with them. And if Scott breaks the newer generation, Scott Storch is still Scott Storch, which he never left.
Absolutely. Look. You see, I looked at that man eye to eye. I don't know if you know.
I lost your eye with that.
Yeah, but that's all you could do is eye to eye, man. You know what, Nori, I feel like loyalty and the integrity and principles of morals is thrown out the game right now. And it's fucked up.
Out there.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Slime, you ain't going to leave me alone. Slime, come over here. You ain't got nothing to do with D shit. Come over here.
This is a side podcast, by the way.
Yeah,
that's a side podcast. I love it.
This is how we do it.
Let me get some of that. Let's make a toast. My man Reverend Run's birthday today.
Reverend
Run's
birthday
coming up. Scott's birthday coming. Right,
this how you know a nigga really been in France for a long time. Yeah. Look at that.
That's good. That's good.
Look, a little orange juice, nigga, got a little
mimosa.
Look how stubborn my nigga is. That nigga still ain't gonna drink no shit.
Yo, cheers to all the real ones out there.
Yo,
to health and happiness.
Scott, listen, you is a hardcore drinker. I'm gonna quit on taking another shot with you.
No, I'm taking baby shots.
No, I'm not. I'm in.
I'm like a kid. I can't even do it. I'm just sipping.
I'm in.
Look at the size of these shots.
I know, we've all taken jobs to earn extra cash, right?
Facts.
Back in the days, what'd you do?
I used to pump the Johnny pump.
Well, I got a better way we can earn extra money on the side.
Mm.
Maybe not us, but definitely our crew. It's much easier today thanks to Uber.
Facts.
Uber's the ultimate side hustle.
Mm.
You could ask fucking our homie Boris right now.
That's right. Big old Boris. He can't speak English.
Driving with Uber's a new way you can earn extra cash whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just another J-O-B. It's totally a flexible way to earn. You can turn it on, off, just like your car.
And be your own boss.
If you have few spare hours here and there, drive with Uber, man.
Drive with Uber.
Have you ever wanted to be your own boss?
Always.
I bet you make a great boss.
Facts.
Would you be a good boss?
Nope.
Drive with Uber and you are your own boss.
Let's get to it.
If you're driving right now, you should be earning right now.
Why drive for free when you could drive and get paid?
That's right. Every day is a payday when you drive with Uber because you can cash out anytime with instant pay.
Instant pay.
With cash, access, instant pay, cash out earnings at 5 times a day with no minimum amount required.
Mmm, then go buy some good weed.
Listen now, if you enjoy earning extra cash, I mean you, Drink Champs Army, if there's something special you'd like to buy, your car, since start making you money right now. So go ahead, get your side hustle on, sign up to drive up with Uber today, go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Drive now and register now. Let's go. What?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N-O-R-E and DJ EFN.
So tell us some Big Pun story, Steve LaBelle.
Man, rest in peace to Big Pun. Like, it's just crazy because he was Joe's brother, but he was Joe's hype man when I met him, right?
Mm.
And we would get in a van. You remember Fantastic back in the days in Massapequa?
But you did talk to me like that.
Why?
Because I've been speaking about Fantastic for the first day of the podcast.
Wow.
Yes, Fantastic. And from Long Island. Remembers.
Yes.
That's Long Island. I don't know what you said. You said Massapequa?
Massapequa.
That's Long Island?
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
And continue. We used to go out there and rent vans. And every label used to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get the van.
No, Iaconelli put me on, so I wasn't even on a label. Because you're talking about 96.
Man.
That era you're talking about right now is 96 and 97.
I wasn't even talking about earlier than that. 93.
I was in jail. But
shout out to everybody locked up, you know, up north, Rikers Island, and all that.
Uh-huh.
You know, shout out Iaconelli.
I saw
the show he's doing down there in Miami. Right, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but, we would go get the van, right?
Mm.
And it was me, Raul. Me and Raul go back about 25 years. Me, Raul, Flex, Full Flex, rest in peace.
God bless.
Crazy
rest
man, but a great man. This kid named Rated R. I know you know Rated R.
Of course I know Rated R.
And then Joe and Pun. And we were getting that Fantastic van, and Joe would not fly back then. He would not fly.
But Pun was the flyer.
Yeah, but Pun was just his hype man. He wasn't Pun at the time. Pun blew up, he was first class every day. Joe vanning it.
Two first class.
Yeah, we went to do Mixo Power Summit, rest in peace to Justo in Bahamas. And there's a picture of me and Cam and Pun I threw up the other day, and Joe took a boat there. And we flew there. But anyway, so Pun used to be Joe's hype man. We'd drive around
Joe
the country.
Joe thought he was KRS-One back then.
Nas, Khaled. So we would drive to Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, when retail stores existed, like George's Music Room and all that stuff, and radio, and Mix Show.
George's was in Chicago.
We used to go to Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland.
The way you talk.
Exactly.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
There was so many facts. There's so many independent retail stores back then. You go and put up POP and bring shirts and do in-stores. Give cassette samplers.
You might as well hit it.
And do radio. Yeah. We had vinyl to go in the stations. And Pun was Joe's hype man. Yeah. And I used to have the old Motorola Flip, right?
Yeah.
From the label, but they didn't want us to spend no money and have $40 a day per diem.
And
for
us, talking about relativity?
Yeah, and two fat guys.
Mm.
And I had those hip phones. Remember back in the days when the dudes used to stand on that Long Island Expressway, take numbers and hit the phones?
Mm.
So I had a throwaway phone on the road. And Pun, man, he used to always want to use my phone. And we would argue. I'm like, Pun, I got to call radio. I got to call retail. I got to do all this stuff. And he's like, Steve, I just want to call my family and my kids. So I let him use my phone.
Mm.
And he would just always call his kids and sit on that phone and say how much he loved them. And that's why when he passed and all that stuff in the media said he didn't take care of his family.
It's not getting sad. It's not getting sad.
Yeah. So anyway, at the end of the day, you know, he was Joe's hype man. And next thing you know, blew up. And then he was just off to the races, man. And one of the biggest Latino artists ever. And rest in peace to my brother. And
I don't know. I just Cuban Link, Triple Sace, Armageddon.
Big 'em all.
Back in those days, you know, Big Tony Sunshine came, then Remy
Ma.
But you know, like I said, man, I've been around a lot of dudes in this game, and I feel like Fat Joe's one of the
Terror Squad chain on, and I'm from the original Terror Squad.
Yeah, me too.
And I love it all.
Me too. I introduced Joe's wife. I need one of those chains.
Let me just give you a story. It's my nigga Twain.
Yeah, he went to Vegas with 20 and lost 40.
He went to Vegas with $80 and came back with 20. Right? Y'all like that story, right? Just say y'all like this story. Say yes.
I love it.
He's lucky.
I thought you meant 20. Easy came back.
We have a better story tonight. Tonight, Twin is my little guy, right? He's the reason why I want to get to heaven. Because they say, in order to get to heaven, you got to do things for people that can never do things for you back. And that's my guy. I love him. Even if he can be able to do something for me back, I'm never going to take it.
Right.
Because that's my guy. That's my little guy. Like, I look at a lot of
that. That's what real ones do, though.
All right, you know. So Twin goes to the airport this morning. Shea Bear. He hit me. I am early because I'm an early bird. Because, you know, I used to be in jail. And I got kids. So with that combination together, I can't wake up after 6:30, right? So I wake up. I just hit my little nigga. What's up, nigga? Sonny. Sonny never been to Cali in his life.
Oh, Sonny,
so Sonny, Sonny hit me 4:30 in the morning. What's up, nigga? I'm like, calm down. We talking about flights at 11. Relax. So I hit my nigga. Sonny says he's coming over early. I said, yo, listen, Twin is coming. Sonny hits Twin. I got to go upstairs and shower. Sonny hits Twin. He says, man, Twin, where you at? Twin says, shit, it's brutal. Sonny said, what are you talking about? He's like, my sister canceled my flight on me.
Is this true?
What happened?
Is this true? Come on, Sonny. Come on, Sonny. What are you talking about?
He wants the mic. He wants the drink.
So, your sister was... Keep it real. You want me to keep it real? Or you want it? Because you know, I give it all out.
She bought it and she canceled it?
Nah, pause.
Your sister was... Are you sure?
My sister... I paused. Look, I bought the flight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm negative in the bank, so I gave her the money. So, use her car. Pause. But then she canceled my... I went to the, you know, the counter to get my little check in. I'm happy as fuck. I'm going to...
You told us your sister's fucking niggas.
And then, the lady told me I don't have a flight. And I was like, what you mean I don't have a flight? And she's like, oh, yeah, your mom called and canceled your flight.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, and I text my sister. And I was like, oh, you had a good laugh,
huh? What did your sister say?
She said to call one of my rich friends to book my flight. And I was like, bitch, you better give my money.
I actually got the mic, man.
And Nori got your flight.
Listen, this is what happened. Told his sister to book a flight. Twin is my little man. But his sister's fucking the homies. It's okay. We understand. It happens. It happens. Big up your sister fucking the homies. Let's
what is your sister fucking the homies? And he blew the horn for that.
But expects me to beef with my homies because she's beefing with them. I told you, I have a sexual relationship with them, and these are my, and I have a brother relationship that has nothing
to do with it.
Yes, because you know she been smashing my friends.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's none of my business. Like, she want me to snitch out on my friend. Like, I'm not snitching on my nigga, cuz you breaking the G code, man. You breaking the MAC code, all right? Snitching, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Don't snitch, man.
Yeah, Sonny smashing?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know where it went.
Not Sonny, this Sonny.
But I got nothing really to do with that shit. All right.
So she canceled my flight, is it?
So he go to the airport and he check in. You know how you check in? You put your shit on the thing. And they be weighing your shit.
I don't check bags.
They weigh this shit. No, they weigh this shit.
Was it over 47 pounds or something?
I don't know. But I know it was over 97 pounds here. And they sent them out of the Yakutami.
Yakutami.
So now I'm upstairs showering. Sonny calling me like 7 times. I see 2 missed calls from Twin. I said, damn, shit real downstairs. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't really know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to make sure I smell good. So grab my Cartier, Tom Ford. You know what I'm saying? Let me make sure. I came downstairs, and Sonny, he was trying to serenade you, like in a good way. I don't know if serenade was the right word. But
he said in a good way. So
okay.
Wait, relax, Twin.
See, we going this with this?
So bottom line is Twin's sister told him, "You dead, nigga. You ain't getting on no flight." Hey, all I heard was when Sonny opened the door, he said, "She's trying to dead my dreams."
Yeah.
Yo, Twin, talk about it, man. Don't diss your sister, though. We ain't want to do that over here. We don't diss women. But it's voice your opinion. What happened today?
Nah, what happened was my sister canceled my flight on me because we were beefing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
This was, you know, this happened. We started beefing after the flight was booked. So she wanted to get me back.
Fucking on your homies?
Yeah, man.
Do you think she fucked Scott Storch? Just to keep it real. Wow. Just throw it out there.
She got a Miami Blizzard?
Scott fucked everything in Miami, like, 7 years ago.
She probably did. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't recall.
You don't interfere with my flight, man. Come on, man.
But she was fucking on the homies, though?
Yeah.
That's not right. So.
That's not right because she says, "I'm not loyal." I'm like, "You not loyal. What you mean?"
Ah, stop.
Like, you're making me look bad, man. What you mean? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yo, Scott. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
It went left.
Yes, sir.
It went left.
As it does often.
But you know what? It's a beautiful thing.
Yo, I made it.
He made it. This is our guy. This is our guy. Listen, sometimes you got to take care of people.
Got to give back.
That's what you got to do.
That's all it's about.
That's what you got to do.
We givers, not takers, man.
Good, yeah.
You show a little world. It's your first time in LA?
Pour that shit over there.
Nah, it's the second time. Oh, okay. Last time was the $80, $20 story.
Okay. All right. You're changing people's lives, Nori. This was
yeah, you
got to
change people's lives, man. So Scott Storch.
Kel.
What is next? What's going on? That's your artist? It looked like he an artist right there. With the dreads for some reason.
You got the throwback, mad artist.
Got the throwback fat.
You look like your name is Little Uzi Bell. Still it out there. No.
What's next?
Yeah, what's next with Scott?
You know what? I have an artist. This girl Tyson. She's 18 years old.
Who's getting face?
Singer.
Huh?
Singer.
Oh, he's getting.
She's a singer. She's dope. Working on a whole bunch of different shit right now, man.
Mm.
Being a freelance producer, you know, you want to work on the top projects that's out, and you want to work on the newest shit that's out, and you know, touch the culture, and I guess I'm trying to like do everything right now and just be, you know, versatile. And just be everywhere.
Now we heard you in Russia and all that.
Everywhere.
Doing EDM and all.
Doing a movie. Doing a TV show.
In Russia?
I'm doing sound packs for Akai right now. Mm. I'm doing all kinds
movie
of stuff.
Movie soundtracks?
Doing performing live. I'm just doing stuff that, you know, I'm hungry again. Just, you know, not in terms of the money part of it, but I just, I'm fiending for that spot right now.
Right.
And, you know, like, I only know what it is to be at number one on the chart, so I'm going to stay there. That's where I live.
Now, what's next for Steve?
Shit, I'm just living life, man. You know what I mean? You get caught up in this game 30 years, and you do it for the love and the passion, and time goes by, and you see a lot of things, but I never got to enjoy myself in life. So I'm just enjoying myself, doing what I do, and... you know, going hard with Scott. You know, we're going to win some Grammys together.
Yeah.
And we're just going to keep doing innovative and creative stuff that he's never did, you know?
Yeah.
He said we got a reality show going on. You know, just I got a bunch of stuff going on at all times. You know, I got a consulting business, Steve LaBelle Consulting. I'm doing a bunch of TV stuff, reality TV stuff. Working on a new Bone Thugs album. We're about to go on the Snoop Dogg tour. Puff Puff Pass 2 tour. Whole month of December. Always touring, with Bone Thugs, yep.
Yeah.
We got a booking agency. you know, the Sean Kingston stuff. Just doing a bunch of stuff, man. Like, honestly, my Instagram is reworking because all I do is work, you know?
All you do is work.
And then I got a merch line called Hip Hop Don't Know You. I just feel like I'm not going to stereotype. I'll stereotype this situation right now. You know, you meet a lot of young white kids, right? And I am white. Yeah. And, you know, they're 16, 17, got their pants off their ass, fake chain, hat backwards, saying they love hip-hop and doing it to be cool, but they don't know who the Beastie Boys are, third base.
Hip-hop don't know you,
exactly. So you can't even conversate with me, like, learn it. And big shout-out to MC Search. He's in L.A. right now. We're trying to get up for breakfast. But,
third base.
You know, you're from the Midwest. If you're from the Midwest and you don't know who the Dayton family is or Proof 112, rest in peace, MC Breed, hip-hop don't know you. So learn the business, learn the forefathers, just learn about the culture and the lifestyle is deeper than just Instagram and social media look cool. So I'm the guy that preached that. I do a lot of motivational speaking in juvenile halls, drug rehabs, and high schools and colleges about the music business and the music industry. So I do a lot of stuff like that. I go on tour and do that. I don't know, man. I don't know. God is great, man.
Man, thank you so much, Steve. But before we get up out of here, I was about to ask, but I was going home.
You ain't telling Jim
Master
J story.
Relax.
You cut him off like you always do.
Listen to the Jim Master J. I throw a bogey at him now.
Cut Master Nori right here, man.
He says Jam Master J story. We need a Jam Master J story.
Who's that?
My nephew. That's my nephew.
Okay.
That's my nephew.
Queens?
Left rack.
Jam Master J was the realest.
Yeah.
You know, and the glue to Run DMC, the swag. One of the best DJs ever, and it comes from when you used to bring crates and stuff, and a lot of people look up to him. But like I said, man, me and Jay did so much. Another story, used to go to, you know, the Giants games and just watch Pepper Johnson in front of us hours and watch a Giants game, go to the Knicks game, watch Mark Jackson play. Just cool stuff, man. Jay was just the coolest, man. I wish that everybody got to see him, meet him, and whoever did, you know, then they understand who he is. But, you know, I don't forget where I come from. So every time I talk about the industry, I talk about Jam Master J and Jason Mazel. And that's it. I know he ain't trying to go positive or negative, whatever you want to say. But no. I always salute Jam Master J because he was the realest to me.
And you think the police did a terrible job?
Terrible job. And like I said, whoever killed him, you know, and there's people who do know, maybe he rot in hell and their family get fucking raped and all types of shit, just cremated and stab, just every nasty thing you can imagine, because, man, Jay is hip-hop, and it's sad. You know, like other accidents and other people got killed in the industry, you know, it was different things for that reason. But for Jay, come on, Jay, getting killed playing the PlayStation, right. You know, Jay was one of the realists, so I take it personal. And that's it. Now, I've just been blessed to work with Jay and Pun and Biggie and Pop and Easy. And not a lot of people could say that. A lot of rappers
Just describe Eazy-E before we get about it.
Marketing, businessman, Crip, Real One, Feared Nobody. And just, you know,
So that movie was inaccurate?
No, 90% of that movie was real. Like, you know, and everybody was saying,
when like Suge came at him.
From what I heard, Suge never got at him like that. And at the end of the day, like, come on, you ask Dre, you ask Cube, no matter what. You know, Easy put the money up. Easy was the marketing guy. Easy was the businessman.
I mean, in California,
you
know? Right now.
Come on, he signed Bone Thugs and Harmony. He signed Atband Clan, which was Will I Am.
Without him, we wouldn't have a lot of shit we have today, man.
Yeah, of course. Gangsta rap, and anybody who's real from the world knows the salute. Easy. Listen, his wife owns, you know, one of the biggest catalogs in the game. So that was Easy's. Ruthless Records. So, you know, he was innovative, a brand ambassador, creative, marketing genius. Come on, man. So at the end of the day, you know, we like I said, I feel like Easy don't get what he deserve. I don't think Bone Thugs get what they deserve. A lot of some artists out here don't get what they deserve. But, you know, I've been blessed to work with just, you know, a lot of legendary groups, 3-6 Mafia, 8-Bone MG, like I said, the Outlaws and Bone. But, you know, We just need to keep the culture alive, man. That's what we're doing.
Work with Young Really, Sonogram,
yeah,
City Boy D. But listen, before we get up out of here, your relationship with Suge Knight. Scott, I want to start with you first.
With Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
You know what? He was somebody I had met a couple of times in Hollywood.
Mm.
And then years later, I moved into a very exclusive neighborhood in Beverly Hills,
mm-hmm.
and he was my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was struggling with a lot of things, his personal life as well as I was. And, you know, he never did anything to me other than show love. And, you know, I got nothing bad to say about the guy. And I know he was there for Tupac when nobody was. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, we all, you know, life is a crazy journey. So, you know, whatever he's been through and is going through, man, you know, big up to him. And,
big him up.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I call him Simon. You know, Simon. I know Simon a long time. And I judge people off the way they treat me. Mm. And I live off respect. And Suge's always been cool with me. Mm. You know, and I don't get involved with all the other stuff. He say, she say. But at the end of the day, whenever he saw me, he showed me love.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's in the county jail right now. And I feel like a lot of people should step up and put some money on his books. Mm. I know one person who does, Alan Grunblatt from E1 Entertainment does.
Look at you being a real Queens nigga. Yeah. I respect that.
And at the end of the day, like, come on.
He's a real Queens guy. That's a Queens answer.
And just so you know, the biggest catalog in hip-hop history is Death Row, mm-hmm. which E1 owns. But you know what? People need to go put some money on his books. Because at the end of the day, like, there's always three sides to a story. And that man helped a lot of people, changed a lot of people's lives. So if you wasn't there, you really can't, you know, say something about the man. But like I said, I judge people off the way they treat me. Like 90% of this music industry is a lot of fake ones.
Yeah. Tell them.
And they scared and they hide behind stuff. And they call, man, there's a lot of rappers who get robbed and they call the white Jewish guy from Queens in L.A. Mm. But at the end of the day, like, don't put a facade on. Be real. Don't be fake. And there's a lot of fake people. But, you know, they all smile on your face, stab you in the back. So everybody out there who Suge made rich and, you know, discovered and helped, let's put $50 on his books. You've been in jail, so you know how much that means. Right. But no one's even giving a fuck. That man's going, Eazy-E's son just came out the county. He said he saw him. And he said he looked bad, you know. And if I had the opportunity to go visit him, I'd go visit him.
A little Eazy?
Yeah, little Eazy was in the county, and he saw Suge. And they're like, yo, if you don't even know him, go put some money on the man's books, because he did a lot for this culture.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I'm just saying. Like, if he disrespected me, I would say, you know, F him. But he never disrespected me. He always showed me love, and I know him for a long time.
So on that note, let's big up Suge Knight.
Yeah, I mean, teach his own. Man, only God could judge.
Right.
Motherfucking right. I don't know. But make some noise.
I love this shit. Keep going. Ask questions. I love this shit.
Make some noise.
I got no filter, so I'm gonna tell you the truth. Keep the questions going.
I ain't like Suge's. Make some noise. Let's make some noise for Suge. For God. Come on.
And it's funny, me and Scott had a number of positive things to say, and we interacted at different times.
And that's beautiful. Ain't nobody going to challenge you or judge you or anything.
Yeah, we fear no
one
but God. So at the end of the day, whoever got a problem, like, it is what it is.
So I just want to thank both of you brothers for being here in the Drink Champs Militia. We're doing what we got to do, like we does got to do, around the corner from the percolator, keeping the percolator, on fire hydrant, and that equals water.
Got me high as hell, Scott.
Your figure smell.
Say it backwards.
I did. It was already the first time it was yakada mean waka batik bang bang bang. He sang off of
what language is that?
Follow it.
Broken.
So I can't thank y'all enough. Diego, thank you for putting it together. Thank you for having Steve LaBelle, Scott Storch coming in here and just sitting here talking. And you know what? Every other interview, and they want to have Scott. You know, we already know Scott is the guy.
Still dope, though.
We know Scott is
every
the guy.
Every time you do it, it's dope.
You guys are more than welcome. Time. Invited over to Scott's house and watch him play grand piano in his living room.
No, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that.
It's that's another episode. We see it, it's appreciated.
But that's another episode. Right now, it's holiday season.
Okay.
So we got to stack up the holiday.
Let me find out you leave L.A. without coming over. I'm going to be
pissed. No, don't worry.
Holiday time? Thanksgiving?
No, we're coming back, too.
All birthdays coming up?
Yeah. And you live in L.A., too?
I live in L.A. and New York.
Your father swimming the Queens pool.
Man, shout out my dad.
I thought it was a Queens pool. That's
an
LA
YMCA guy. On Hillside Avenue. My dad is 83 years old.
God damn.
And he swims 30 laps, literally, real swimming. At 83 years old, man, solid as a rock. Real gangster from Queens. And, you know, he knew Jay, he knows everybody. But at the end of the day, you know, I go back to see my dad, man, because, you know, I lost my mom a few years ago, and I regretted it because I've traveled so much in this game and chasing my dreams and chasing, you know, the history and the passion of this industry. So sometimes you forget to visit home and go home. So now I go home, take my dad to the Mets games, Yankee games, Jets, Giants, Knicks, Nets, all that, and just spend time with them. Lemon Ice King, Corona, just different shit,
lemon,
man.
Lemon ice cream.
Yeah, because, you know, like, we don't appreciate sometimes what we really have until it's too late.
That's true.
And you know, so many people don't even appreciate a dollar bill or a toothbrush, you know, and there's people all over the world starving and fucked up. So appreciate life.
Yep.
So I just go back home and see my dad a lot, man. We straight right where we grew up in Queens, and I'm going back next week for Thanksgiving. So, you know, I don't forget where I come from, Nora. You already know that, man.
Definitely not going back for Thanksgiving, but go ahead, Scott. Staying in Miami. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Okay, hit us with something to leave with.
Mad pressure.
It's a pleasure to be here, man. I'm just so grateful that you put this amazing show together, man.
You're my brother.
So proud of you, man. God bless.
Ah, thank you.
God bless these good people.
God dang. God damn it. God damn, make some noise. God being there.
Number one podcast, motherfucker.
Tell you something. You know what they always say? They say, "Oh, this one, this one, that." But you know what? You can never count no one out, and everything is there, man. Because
God is the way. I want them to count me out.
Yeah, well, fuck them, because everybody counts a lot of people out. But you got the hottest podcast in the world, and
you do.
You're shitting on a lot of people's stuff.
A lot of
people. Because you're being real with an innovative, creative, and
that's
people don't like that. They like the bullshit.
They don't like it.
So you know, if anybody deserves success, guys like yourself who has a resume and stripes, who put in a lot of work.
Don't forget my brother,
man.
DJ EFN.
Yeah, of course,
DJ EFN.
He reminds me of my man James. He used to work at Azor back in the days. He runs with Wycliffe now, but you know James. But, you know, at the end of the day,
he put out some street team history.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was, but it sounded fly to me.
But, you know, you guys are innovative, you're creative, it's real. And
thank you.
And you put you know this, what I swear, man, everybody wants to skip the work. And you deserve it because you put the work in.
Now
you got
the
stripes, man. You're not skipping. Like, you know what it is to go to Fantastic, but then you know what it is to get on a private jet.
And a Sprinter.
Yeah. And a tall bus.
To the Sprinter.
Exactly. And a tall bus and a car. Yeah. Whatever needed to get done, you were able to get it done, and you're still relevant. I tell people I'm a dinosaur, but I'm fossil fuel because I stay relevant. So as long as you got good
karma, say that one more time.
I'm a dinosaur, but I'm fossil fuel because I stay relevant.
That was hard.
And if
that
you know... Hard. And I always try to tell people, man, on a business side, less is more. Less is more, and quality over quantity. And to the younger generation that's listening to this, money comes and goes, but history stays. As long as you make history, you're going to make money. Rolex don't define us. Benzes don't define us. Money don't define real ones. So just, you know, just work hard, man. Hard work's going to really pay off. And this is proven right here. This is hard work right here through trials and tribulation and still going. But respected. That's what the key to everything is. That's the real key to success. Respect.
Right. God damn. Make some noise.
Yeah. That was well said, Steve.
No, I knew I was going to sneeze early.
Yeah.
But Scott, Steve, thank y'all for hanging out with the Drink Champs. Thank Apartment 4B.
Yes, sir.
Let's big them up. My fellow Queens native.
Hazardous Sounds.
Hazardous Sounds, of course.
Queens?
Oh, shit. My nigga that just dropped the Coca-Cola joint.
Is DJ Entice still here? What up, DJ Entice?
And you got your button on, like, you think you Chicano. We don't think you Chicano at all. I'm just throwing it out to you. But you my friend, though.
Not talking about Tito.
You my friend, though.
Yeah, I just look to my left, and I see...
you got the joints on.
I see my man's shirt right here. It's a fighter for Public Enemy. Yeah. Shout out Public Enemy, man. Chuck D, Flavor Flav.
Definitely,
you know?
Man.
So I'm looking at your shirt.
But you my nigga. But you from Fairfax, right?
Nah, I'm from... Miami.
I knew you wasn't from Cali at all. Give me some love.
He's the one that connected us with 4B originally.
Yeah, I know, but he got the button up. Like, don't look at me, little puppet. No.
Little puppet.
He wasn't in that movie. He wasn't in that. Yeah, I'm fucking with you. Yeah, so listen, Scott, Steve. Yo, listen, the thing about our shit is we want to big up our people, the people that have been in this industry and continue staying in this industry. And we want them to feel great every time they step in here. You know, we have, quote unquote, a million listeners. I don't even give a fuck. But we got them every week, and they tune in, and we want to big up our legends. Because in our generation, when you have 10 years or better, people say, it's over for you. They say, fuck you, you old fucker. Let me say shit like that. But in rock and roll and jazz, they praise these people. The more years you have, and I want to change it. So I single-handedly didn't want to say, you know what? Look at what they do. I wanted to show what we do. So eventually, you know, Drink Champs, we want to have our own version of Hall of Fame.
Actions speak louder than words, and that's what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? And this is what we want to do. So Drink Champs, a lot of people ask us, why you don't interview such and such and such? And we love the new generation as well. We're not dissing them in no way, shape, form, or fashion. But they got the radio stations. How about the people who've been around forever and nobody patted them on their back? That's what this is about. And it's just like, you know, Scott been one of the richest people ever. And he still is. But he's the background guy. Where's the guy that continued to pat Scott on his back? That's who we are. The Drink Champs. Steve, you've been in the game. You ran with everybody. You may have never got a pat on your back.
Honestly?
That's who we are.
That's real shit, yeah.
We the people to champs. Say we appreciate you. That's why the champs is important. Drinks is one part of it. The champ part of it is the real importance. We respect our legends. And we want us to continue to keep doing what we're doing, like you does what you gotta do around the corner from the percolator, keeping the percolator percolated and on the fire hydrant. And that equals water.
Nah, it's real shit you said. You know what it is? We just dudes behind the scenes, so to speak, being humble. And just being humble. And that's really what it is. Just being humble. Never forget where you come from. Never be cocky. Right. Just be confident. That's and right. We don't need the credit, man. I really don't. No. Like, I'm a behind-the-scenes type of dude, man.
We but give I appreciate you the credit.
I appreciate that.
This is what we do at Drink Champs. We give our legends
salute,
the credit.
Man. Salute.
Scott, don't you ever think we don't know how much money you made and you was coming out there. You picked me up in a $60 million boat and we got a $16 meal. It was fantastic.
That was the hardest thing of my life.
No more Aaron, the motherfuckers.
Yeah. Aaron.
That's the best, right? Going to Chili's.
And this is what I'm trying to say. A lot of people, listen, for the rest of my life, I will always respect the both of you brothers.
Thank you, man. Likewise.
The both of you brothers, I will always. What did you just pour a sober cold. Drink?
Yeah,
I don't like it.
No, but it's real vibe in there, man. Continue like the it. Cuban goodbye.
Not in the Drink Champs cup. You should have just hit it from the head. Like now you gotta put some Bacardi in there. But it doesn't matter. I really appreciate you brothers coming hanging out. Apartment 4B. We appreciate you for letting us, you know what I'm saying, set up. Scott Starr, Steve LaBelle. You guys are wonderful people. Thank you for letting us bug out with y'all, having fun, because that's what Drink Champs is. We bug out, have fun with our legends, but we never forget to big up our legends. We never forget to make sure our legends walk away and saying, these niggas understand what I did in life, what I did in this industry, and what I did, and that's what our whole shit is about. So we want to say thank y'all.
Thank you.
And we still going to try to get y'all drunk.
And what we about to do.
I'm still going to try to get you drunk, Scott.
Take this flick.
Let's take the flick. All right. Thank you so much. Make some
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.